Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We are sincerely grateful you are here watching us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is language.
Today's title is formal language. Formal language. Peter, what happened yesterday on the show?
We learned about contractions. This is when you say can't instead of cannot. That's a contraction. But don't do it. It is not formal.
That's right. This is important when you are using formal language. There are always times to use it. And now let's read about it. Here's Peter.
Taylor wants to practice her formal language. She says, "It is a pleasure to meet you." Being formal often means speaking in the passive. It's less personal. For example, don't say, "We'll serve the next course soon." Say, "The next course will be served soon." And say, "Ice cream will be served for dessert." Not, "We'll serve ice cream for dessert."
So let's go back to this question from yesterday. Why is formal language important? When would you use it?
Well, I need to use it when I talk to my teachers or my bosses, or when something important happens and you have to write someone a letter.
That's a good point. I think you also use it for speeches and maybe in a job interview.
That's right. And it shows you are polite and thoughtful. Don't worry, we'll do this together, but first let's look at those key words.
Hello, Taylor 今天要去参加一个晚宴，所以他想要练习一下讲话，希望讲得很正式得体。练习就是 practice, she wants to practice her formal language. 所以他一看到 Susie 就对他说 It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Chapman.名词 pleasure 可以当可数名词，表达一件令人愉快、欣慰的事。Susie 建议他使用被动式的句子会听起来比较正式一点。Taylor 请他举一个例子 ，Can you give me an example？ 名词 example 就是例子。Susie 说，比如 ，The next course will be served soon。下一道菜很快就上了。如果我们现在吃一餐饭，总共有十道菜会一道一道的上，那么一道菜就是 a course。再看一个被动语态的例子 ，Ice cream will be served for dessert， 将会上冰淇淋作为甜点。冰淇淋就是 ice cream。
It is a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Chapman.
Taylor, what are you talking about?
Oh, hi, Susie. I'm trying to sound more formal.
Why?
I'm going to a fancy dinner party tonight.
Do you want me to help you practice?
Yes, please. Should I use big words?
No.But be careful how you speak.
Wait, who is Taylor talking to? Who is Mrs. Chapman?
Oh, Mrs. Chapman isn't here right now. She will be with Taylor this evening.
Oh, that's right. Taylor has dinner plans tonight. But why is she talking like that right now?
Susie wants to know the same thing.She asks Taylor, what are you talking about?
Taylor is practicing her formal language. Yesterday, Alex was practicing when he needed to write a formal letter. He was practicing his formal writing.
And today, we can say that Taylor is practicing her formal language. We hear her say, it is a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Chapman.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Peter Smith.
It is a pleasure to know you already, Pauline. What are you talking about?
Peter, it is a pleasure to meet you. That's today's
calendar phrase.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
Hello, my name is Charles.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
I'm very handsome.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
I'm very rich.
It is a pleasure to meet you. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it is a big pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
That was a formal calendar phrase. So when you say today's calendar phrase, instead of saying nice to meet you, you will sound more formal.
And why is Taylor trying to sound more formal? I think she is already very polite.
Before we answer that, let's visit Christina for more about this pattern.
Taylor 说, I'm trying to sound more formal. 我试着讲话听起来更正式一点。来看句型 try to do something, 意思就是尝试着做某件事。你可以说 let's try to mix them together, 我们试试看把它们混在一起。或者 I can try to fix it, 我可以尝试修好它。这两个句子里 try 都是尝试的意思。但是在英文里这个 try to do something 并不一定是尝试的意思。它可以表达努力花了功夫去做某件事，比如说早上打过电话给她了，这时候大可以传达事实说 I called her this morning, 但是若你说 I tried to call her this morning, 就表达出花了功夫做过努力了，这两者的语气和语义上是有差别的哦。
Thanks, Christina.So she is going to a fancy dinner party tonight.
Fancy. That means it will be really nice. The food will be expensive and the people will wear formal clothes.
Susie asks, do you want me to help you practice? Hey, we practice English on this show every day.
First you learn something, then you practice it. So these are things you know,But you still need to do them again to really understand them and use them well.
Do you play a sport or part of an activity at school? What is it? I am sure that you practice.
I like to sing, but if I don't practice singing, then when I sing a song, it will not sound very good.
I like playing soccer and basketball. Oh, and tennis.When I was in school, I practiced often, but now I don't practice, so I am not as good as I used to be.
So, when we practice formal language, should we use big words?
Well, I think it's more important how you use your words than the actual words themselves.
I think that I agree, although it's good to know a few very polite phrases and words.Okay, friends, we hope you've learned a lot with us already, and we have more to learn right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
All right, friends, welcome back from the break. Today we are talking about formal language. Peter, do you think formal language is difficult?
Yes, I do. Sometimes it's hard to say it in the right way. When I have to write emails to people, I always read it a second time just to make sure the letter is okay.
I do the same thing. Well, friends, we have lots more to learn. Let's go ahead and watch Conversation B together.
What do you mean, Susie?
Well, speaking in the passive often sounds more formal. It's less personal.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. Don't say, "We'll serve the next course soon." Say, "The next course will be served soon."
Oh, I should say, "Ice cream will be served for dessert," not "We'll serve ice cream for dessert."
Yes, that's perfect.
So this conversation is from the question earlier. Should I use big words when I speak formally?
Taylor wants her to explain a little more. That's why she begins by asking, "What do you mean?" This is a good way to ask someone to explain something more.
And she says that speaking in the passive often sounds more formal. It's less personal.
Yeah, when you are speaking in a personal way, this is a way of talking to a friend. But a more formal way is when you talk to a boss or a teacher.
Let's visit one of our teachers right now. Her name is Christina. Hello. Oh, wait, is that formal enough?
Susie 的建议是用被动的语态说话，听起来比较 formal, 正式一点。显得不是那么的 personal, 个人或私人。Speaking in the passive often sounds more formal. It's less personal. 我们看看 formal 和 personal 这两个形容词。首先看 formal, 名词 form 是形式、格式。字尾加了 al, 变成 formal, 表示具有形式、是正式的。而 person 是人。Personal 就是个人、私人的，所以有很多的名词在字尾加上 al 之后就变成了形容词。来看看其他的例子，比如说 nature 是自然， natural 就是自然的， nation 是国家， national 就是国家的，还有 education 是教育， educational 就是教育的。
Thanks, Christina. So speaking in the passive often sounds more formal. It's less personal. I think the best way is to use some examples.
Let's first talk about this word, example. We use many examples on this show. They are ways of using what we have learned to practice and show you how to say it.
Let's think of some examples now. I will give homework later today. Instead, you could say, homework will be given later today.
Close the door after entering. But in the passive, it is, the door should be closed after entering. I think the first way seems like I could be mad and yelling at you personally. But the more formal way feels like a rule or request.
Right, so it's a little more polite. Let's look at the example in the lesson. We'll serve the next course soon. The more formal way of saying this would be, the next course will be served soon.
Taylor is starting to understand that it's not just about those big words that are hard to understand.
Yes, let's look at what she says. Ice cream will be served for dessert, not we'll serve ice cream for dessert.
Yes, that is more formal. And again, this is a lesson that you will have to keep practicing at home. Even if you understand it, you'll still have to practice so that when the time comes, you know how to use it.
Let's end this teaching by talking about ice cream.
Oh, good idea. My favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, my favorite ice cream is coconut.
Friends, do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream? I think you deserve it.
All right. Well, it is time for us to review our other keywords for today. Let's get started.
Here's the first keyword from today. Practice. Practice. Don't forget to practice your English.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Dinner with you is always a pleasure.
Example. Example. Can you give us an example?
Course. Course. Tonight, dinner will have four courses.
Ice cream. Ice cream. I love ice cream on a hot day. Good job, friends. You all deserve a scoop of ice cream. And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Chapman.
Taylor, what are you talking about?
Oh, hi, Susie. I'm trying to sound more formal.
Why?
I'm going to a fancy dinner party tonight.
Do you want me to help you practice?
Yes, please. Should I use big words?
No, but be careful how you speak.
What do you mean, Susie?
Well, speaking in the passive often sounds more formal. It's less personal.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. Don't say, "We'll serve the next course soon." Say, "The next course will be served soon."
Oh, I should say, "Ice cream will be served for dessert," not "We'll serve ice cream for dessert."
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, so friends, today we are talking about formal ways of speaking, and this is something that takes some practice, so let's keep practicing. I will say a sentence, and then we'll actually all say two sentences, and then you decide which sentence is more formal. Okay, here's two. First one, please don't feed the fish. Number two, please do not feed the fish.
Well, I think because there is a contraction, please do not feed the fish is a more formal sentence.
You got it. All right, let's try another one. I think the information that you want is on the computer. Or, it's on the computer.
I think the second sentence is more thoughtful and careful. So I would say the first sentence is better.
Okay, here's another example. Math is taught at every school. Number one. Number two, every school teaches math.
Oh, well, this comes back to the passive. Math is taught at every school is in the passive. So that is more formal.
You got it. All right, friends, it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Or, if you want to say it formally, it is time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch together now.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Me too.
The next course will be served soon.
Next course? What, bananas?
Ice cream will be served for dessert.
Yay, I can't wait.
Money will be given to everyone.
Wow, now you're giving money away?
No, Ginger, I'm practicing passive voice.
But I want ice cream and money!
Sorry, what I said was not true. I'm practicing.
Huh, well, the truth is what you should practice.
You are right. The truth will be spoken.
Good. Now, where's my ice cream?
Laura, you need to... Oh, are those cookies?
Yeah, have one.
I think I will.
So, what were you saying?
My, this cookie is good. Oh, I was saying, you need to finish writing your article soon. How is it going?
Oh, I'm writing it now. It should be... It might be... It could be...
It will be written soon!
It will be written soon. What was that?
That was a super sentence. Hello, I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is something will be done.
Oh, like the kids will be driven to school.
Exactly. The kids will be driven to school. Super.
Or the customers will be called later.
The customers will be called later. Yes, that is super too. Yes, these are all super sentences. Oh, are those cookies real?
Yeah, of course they're real. You can have one if you like.
Great. Now, tell me again, what super sentence do you need to use with your boss?
Right. It's about the article I'm writing. The article will be written soon.
Good. Because if it's not written soon, your cookies will be eaten soon.
Ooh, I like that one. That is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Okay, I must go now.
Wait, you guys, my boyfriend made those cookies for me.
Oh, well, please tell your boyfriend they are delicious.
And tell him they will be gone soon.
They will be gone soon. Another super sentence. I love it.
Okay, back to work.
Oh, my cookies. All right, friends, we learned a lot today. Let's end with one last thing. Let's talk about body language.
All right. Well, one thing you should do, it's not just about what you say, but how you say it. You should look at the other person in the eyes. This is called eye contact. This means you really do care about what the other person says.
Good point. Also, when you meet someone, if it's a formal situation, then you should shake hands and say, nice to meet you. If it's just a friend, though, you can say, hi, nice to meet you.
All right, friends, we learned a lot. Come back tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.